Adult Fiction The Fraud Zadie SMITH https://catalog.trackpack.ab.ca/polaris/search/title:ASPX?CTX=1.1033.0.0.3 and POS equals 1 and CN equals 2057972. It is 1873. Mrs. Eliza Touche is the Scottish housekeeper, and a woman of many interests. Andrew Bogle grew up enslaved on the Hope Plantation, Jamaica. When Bogle finds himself in London, star witness in a celebrated case of imposture, he knows his future depends on telling the right story. The Tichborne trial, wherein a lower-class butcher from Australia claimed he was in fact the rightful heir of a sizable estate and title, captivates Mrs. Touche and all of England. In a world of hypocrisy and self-deception, deciding what is real proves a complicated task. Godkiller Hannah KANER HTTPS://catalog.trackpack.ab.ca/polaris/search/title:ASPX?CTX=1.1033.0.0.3 and POS equals 1 and CN equals 2046179. As a child, Kissin saw her family murdered at the whim of a fire god. Now, Kissin makes a living killing gods, and she enjoys it. That is until she discovers a god she cannot kill. Skedi, a small god of white lies, has somehow bound his life to that of a young noble girl, and they desperately need Kissin's help. Joined by a disillusioned knight on a secret quest, the trio must travel to the ruined city of Blenraiden, where the last of the wild gods reside, to each beg a favor. Something is rotting at the heart of their world, and they are the only ones who can stop it. Adult nonfiction Blood on the Coal. The True Story of the Great Springhill Mine Disaster. KANCUTHBERTSON https://catalog.trackpack.ab.ca/polaris/search/title:ASPX?CTX=1.1033.0.0.3 and POS equals 1 and CN equals 2046422. They said it was the world's deepest and most dangerous coal mine. Those who made that claim were probably correct. What is certain is that in October 1958, the Dominion Steel and Coal Corporation's No. 2 colliery at Springhill, Nova Scotia, was a leading candidate for both those dubious distinctions. The mine was the proverbial disaster waiting to happen. And it did. On the night of October 23, 1958, a bump in the mine, actually a small earthquake, shook the ground beneath the town. 75 miners died and scores more were injured in what remains one of Canada's worst underground disasters. The lives of the survivors were shattered, and Springhill would never be the same again. In compelling detail, Ken Cuthbertson tells the stories of three of the miners and one of the doctors who cared for them following the disaster. The Definition of Beautiful. A memoir. Charlotte Bellows. https://catalog.trackpack.ab.ca/polaris/search/title:ASPX?CTX=1.1033.0.0.3 and POS equals 1 and CN equals 2046395. A stunning memoir of coming of age and recovering from anorexia in the 2020s. Charlotte Bellows wrote The Definition of Beautiful between the ages of 15 and 17, in the wake of lockdown and in recovery from anorexia. In the tradition of Sylvia Plath in The Bell Jar and Françoise Sagan in Bonjour Tristesse, Bellows writes with deceptively straightforward urgency, pushing through society's constraints on the bodies and minds of girls and women to offer a story both achingly familiar and devastatingly new.